Good morning. Welcome to another exciting daily episode of Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church and St. James Christian Academy Preschool through 12th grades. I'm Donalyn Curry, your host. For more information, why don't you check out our web at www.christfamilychurch.net. Now, join my husband, Pastor Jerry, as he's teaching on the power of the Word.
So he says, yeah, they will make war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will overcome them. Why? Because he's who? He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the King of Kings. Whichever way you look at it, he is it. Now, some people think of the Lamb as, ooh, he's in a manger, sweet. No, that's who he was when he came. He was born in a manger, and he wasn't because he was poor. Some people who want to keep you poor say he was born in a manger because he couldn't afford the inn. The Bible says there was no room in the inn. He went to the inn first, and they said there's no room. They had the money to book the room. But you got religious people say, you see, God was poor. He had to be born in a stable. No, he went to a stable because there was no room in the inn. Get your facts straight before you start preaching. Amen. But he's not coming back as a little lamb. He's coming back with fire in his eyes on a white steed. Oh, man. And he's going to make war with them. But watch what he says here. They're going to make war against the lamb, but the lamb will overcome them. He will overcome them. Why? Because you can't beat the Lord of Lords and you cannot beat the King of Kings. You can't beat him. Now, here's the good news. The great news is he said, I have called you as a nation of kings and priests. If you're a child of God, you're a king and you have a priestly anointing. And when a king is a king, he makes a decree. And when he makes a decree, it has to come to pass. Remember Haman tried to get, they tricked the king, Assyria, whatever his name was. And they tricked him into stamping his name and making a decree that on a certain day, all the Jews would be killed. Do you remember that? Amen. Remember there was Mordecai and Queen who? Queen Esther. You all remember, right? And so the king makes a decree. They tricked him. The devil will trick you to say the wrong thing. He'll trick you to say you're sick. He'll trick you to say you can't afford it. He'll trick you to say my marriage is ruined. He'll trick you to say I'm addicted. He'll trick you. He'll get you to stamp it with your words. And the king put his ring in there and sealed it that the Jews would be killed. Now he gets a wake-up call and they show him, Queen Esther shows him what's going on. He can't stop his decree. You can't stop what a king says. When a king says it must come to pass. That's why Jesus, the Lord, said in Isaiah 55:11, my word that goes out of my mouth will come back with not void, but it will prosper and accomplish what I sent it to do. When a king makes a decree, it comes to pass. That's why you as a king, when you say by stripes I'm healed and you don't doubt it, it comes to pass. That's religion talks otherwise. This is down nuts and bolts and the brass. You know what I'm saying? Where the rubber meets the road. You've got to get this in your spirit. And so the king now can't undo his decree. So you know what he does? He makes a new decree. You know what he says? That the Jewish people are allowed to defend themselves. And anyone comes against them, they can kill him. So he makes a new decree. So what I'm saying this to you for is because when a king makes a decree, it comes to pass. And a king has to have a kingdom. You've got to have a kingdom. If you're a king with no kingdom, you're not a king. And so in the Garden of Eden, when God created us, he created the kingdoms. And he said, I give you authority and dominion over the world. Not over people, but over the fish, the fowls, the dogs, the box, the every, you name it. Amen? He said, you got authority over the trees, everything. You have dominion. Well, if you're a king, you've got to have a king dominion. Kingdom, minion, dominion. You understand? So you are kings in God's kingdom. You have an anointing that you can smash sickness out of your life, smack poverty out of your life, smash addictions out of your life. You have got that anointing. When you decree it, if you believe it, it will come to pass in your life. I've seen it happen in my life time and time, all the time. Amen. That's good news, don't you think? So they come to make war against him, but they can't. Why? Because he happens to be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Well, if he's the King of the Kings and he's got a nation of kings, who's he the king over? He's a king over us. He's a king over everything. He's a king over everybody. Is that right? So he's got total control. And some people say, well, God's sovereign, and, you know, he wanted me to steal that from 7-Eleven so that I could get in prison and witness to that other person who was in jail. No, God didn't cause you to steal. He didn't cause you. The devil caused you, and your flesh caused you to do it. Let no man say when he is tempted, I'm tempted of God. He says, for God can tempt nobody, neither can he be tempted. But you're drawn away by the lust of your flesh.
Accredited academic excellence.
Peaceful environment.
Phenomenal music, ballet, and karate.
Cultural enrichment.
Competitive in sports. Chapel and character growth.
Are you looking for a great academic and Christ-centered school? Well, Christ Family Church has the solution for you. St. James Christian Academy. Now enrolling preschool through the 12th grade with full scholarships available.
So people come in, well, God's sovereign, you know, he broke my leg so that I can get into hospital and witness to the sick person in the bed next. He did not break your leg. He'll heal your leg. The devil broke your leg, or you just drove bad. Stop giving a bad rap to a good God. Amen. This is the God we serve. This is how you're a child of the Most High God. And he happens to be the King of Kings. He's my king. He's your king. And the rest of the world don't know it, but he's their king too. But they're going to know it. Oh, they're going to know it. And, well, I've heard this kind of preaching before, Pastor. You say the end times are closer. You better start to believe it. Okay. Revelation 19. I want to read this. Revelation 19, verse 16. Look at this. On his robe, that's Jesus, and on his thigh, he has this name written. What is the name written? King of Kings and what? Lord of Lords. They couldn't overcome him. Why? Because he's the King and the Lord. If they can't overcome him, they can't overcome you. You better get a hold of that one. If the devil cannot overcome him, he cannot overcome you. Because you have been seated together with Christ where? In heavenly places. And you are kingship. You have royal blood in your veins. It's no longer your blood that came from your parents. It's God's blood. If you don't have his blood, you're dead. Jesus has been given the full title, King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And the title indicates, watch this, someone who has the power to exercise absolute dominion over his entire realm. Well, he's got the power and the authority and the dominion over his realm. What is his realm? Everything. For without him, nothing was created. By him, all things were created. Without him, nothing was created. So he's got authority over his whole realm. That means absolutely everything. Everything. You name it, it's his. He's got dominion. Amen? That's exactly what it is. So all of creation, he's got dominion over. How many of you have been created? That's why we should obey him and follow him and listen to him. He said, if you love me, you'll what? You'll obey me. Oh, I love Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Why don't you give your tithe? They're not getting my money. How much do you love him? Oh, and some people, Psalm 119, verse 165. You know what it says? Psalm 119, verse 165. I teach the word of God, and I say when you give tithes and offerings, you know, and people get offended. The Bible says in that, when you love God, nothing will offend you. Least of all the word. People get offended by the word of God. What a slap in the face to a humble, beautiful, wonderful God. He told me to give 10%. You like it and tell you to give 100%. He owns it all anyway. Okay. So when he's called, Jesus is called the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, it means that in the end, all other rulers on the planet, all other rulers will be conquered or abolished. And he alone will reign supreme as King and Lord of all the earth. All the other ones who are claiming that are going to be abolished. They're going to be gone. There is no power, there is no king, and there's no Lord who can oppose him and win. Can be the president of the United States of America, whoever it is at that time. Can be the president of Russia. Can be the queen of England. It can be whoever. Not one of them can oppose him and win. Nobody. I mean, we're talking the supreme authority here. There is no higher. You know the Supreme Court? Yeah, in America, it's not. The Supreme Court is up there. Supreme means better, biggest, best. I've seen some of our things we decide ain't supreme to me. You go to some restaurants, you can have supreme meat or you can have dog meat. It's up to you. I always go for supreme. I want the best. Supreme Court is in heaven. Decisions come from heaven. He makes the law. Not the legislators. He does. I don't care if they tell you it's okay to kill children. It's okay to do this. He makes the legislators. Okay. There is no power, no king, no lord that can oppose Jesus, the King of kings and Lord of lords, and win. Now look at this. Isaiah 40, verse 23. Isaiah 40, 23 says this. He brings princes to naught. Everyone say, he brings princes to nothing. Okay? Isaiah 40, 23. He brings princes to naught or nothing and reduces the rulers of this world to nothing. Well, have you seen that dude? Man, he's powerful. Mussolini, he's powerful. Where's he now? Hitler, he's powerful. Where's he now? Chow, Meng, whatever. Where's he now? He brings them to nothing. To naught. Zip. Amen. Idiot Amen. Where's he? Amen. Remember Idiot Amen? Yeah. I am God. Yeah, right. You had to run with your tail between your legs. He thought he was God. He used to speak to crocodiles. He used to try to talk to crocodiles. He said he could talk to crocodiles. I'm not joking. The guy was a Looney Tune, second to none. He'd have a race in his swimming pool, Olympic-sized swimming pool, you know, government can afford. And he'd race all of his generals. And if anyone beat him, he had them shot. You remember that brother from South Africa? I'm not joking. And he'd swim like he couldn't swim straight. He'd go at an angle like this. So the guys were backpedaling to get behind him. It's true. I'm not making this stuff up. Listen, you can't make this stuff up. You cannot think that. All right, so he brings them to nothing. Next verse. Watch this now. Verse 24. No sooner are they planted, no sooner are they sown, no sooner do they take root in the ground, think, here I am, look at me. Then he blows on them and they wither, and a whirlwind sweeps them away like chaff. Bush. Look at me. Look at my building I built. Look at my empire. I'm the kingdom man. I'm the president. I'm the CEO. I'm the this and that. He says, can you imagine? He says, I don't even think he does. I think he just blinks. Cook. Right? Next verse. Next verse. To whom will you compare me? Did we sing that this morning? Who can compare? Who can compare? See, it's scripture what we sing. To who can you compare me? Who can you compare God to? Come on, tell me. Who can you compare him to? He says, I am God and there is no other. There's not even a close second. You can't compare anyone to him. Who is my equal? Who can you compare me to? And who's my equal? Says the Holy One. Are you kidding me? Go to the next verse. Lift your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls them each by name? How many of you want to name the planets and stars? You can probably name 10. Right? He calls them by name. He calls them, he named them. He made them, he named them. Oh my Lord Jesus. Amen. So watch here. He says, he who brings out the starry host one by one and calls them each by name because of his great power and might, his great power and might, his great power and mighty strength. Not one of them is missing.
Christ Family Church is dedicated to helping our community through various ministries such as our food pantry, healing school, and life groups. We invite you to experience miracles with us in your everyday life.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed.